Have you recently bought a used car? Maybe you got a credit card or a loan. The Consumer Action Law Centre is warning Australians they might have been sold junk insurance or rubbish warranties. I'm Jonathan Brown, and joining me is Consumer Action CEO Jared Brody and insurance expert David Learmakers. Welcome.
Thank you.
Thanks for having me.
So, Jared, what's the problem here?
Well, the problem is that too many Australians are buying junk products. When you go to buy a car commonly or perhaps take out a credit card, salespeople will offer you or even perhaps just slip into the paperwork additional add-on products like consumer credit insurance or an extended warranty. Our concern is that these products are pretty low value and they're not being sold in a way that allows you to really understand what it is that you're purchasing and making a good decision.
So I understand similar things happened in the UK. What happened over there?
In the UK, there was a really large scandal over the last few years. And in fact, it was widespread that these add-on products were being sold across all sorts of lending, car loans, credit cards, personal loans. And in fact, in that country, there has been an effort for people to claim back refunds where they have been missold. And there has been over £22 billion returned to consumers, which is quite amazing.
So, David, why have you set up demandarefund.com?
Basically, because a lot of people have been ripped off and they deserve their money back. That's the shortest possible answer. That we know that there are large numbers of Australians who have bought these junk insurance and warranty products. A lot of them don't even know they've bought them, but we want to make sure that they do find that out. And if people do discover that they've bought a product either they didn't realize they were buying it or on the basis of a misrepresentation, that they can have an easy way to send a message to their insurer and say, this is not on and I deserve my money back. And most importantly, when insurers get a lot of these messages and they have to pay out a lot of refunds, insurers are going to come to the point where they say it's no longer worth our while to sell these products in this exploitative fashion anymore.
What should people be looking for?
It will require you to go through the paperwork if you've bought a car or a loan. That may not be the easiest thing for people to do, but it's well worth. You may have spent anywhere between $1,000 and $5,000, even more dollars on these products. And just by getting out that paperwork that you got at the car yard or maybe when you applied for the loan, leafing through it, looking for anything, any documents which describe themselves as insurance or a used car warranty. If you find them and you were not aware that you'd bought that product, we suggest you head along to demandarefund.com, educate yourself a little bit about those products, what they do. And if that's not a product that's useful for you, then fill out the form and demand a refund.
And on what basis are you saying that people can actually get a refund?
If someone has been sold a product by having a salesperson just slip insurance paperwork into a big bundle of documents when you're buying a car, you know, hurrying you out the door, putting you under pressure to sign the documents and just saying, don't bother reading it, sign here, sign here, sign here, that is not lawful. That's not lawful behaviour. And so you are entitled to get your money back for that. And so we would suggest to people, if you feel like you've been taken advantage of, don't be afraid. It's not, you haven't done anything wrong. Come forward and tell the insurers the way your salesperson sold me this product is not good enough. It's not acceptable and you should give me my money back.
Is it the way that the products are designed or is it the way that they're sold?
There's a bit of both. These products, like Jared said, are very, very low value. Consumer credit insurance, for example, a commonly sold product pays out about 23 cents in the dollar. So that what that means is that for every dollar you pay in premiums, or that Australians pay in premiums on this product, consumer credit insurance providers are paying out only 23 cents in claims. Now, that's about a third of what insurers pay out for, say, motor vehicle insurance. It's an extraordinarily low payout rate, and that signals that those products are of really low value to people. They make it hard for you to claim by making with, you know, large lists of exceptions and really narrowly defining cover. So that is a problem with the, how the products are designed, but probably an even bigger problem is this really nasty sales tactic, this add-on sales tactic, which encourages salespeople, pays them enormous commissions of up to 80 or 90% to just slip paperwork in there without you noticing and get you to walk away with a product that you never knew you bought.
Well, what kind of stories have you heard, and what kinds of people have been impacted by this?
We genuinely think that this happens to everybody. This hack can happen to everybody. It does particularly affect more vulnerable consumers. So someone who might be under a lot of pressure to get a car. They need a, you know, perhaps their last car is broken down or being written off and they need a car to get to work. So they show up at a car finance provider or a car yard and they're desperate to get that car. And under those circumstances, a car salesperson can put a bit of pressure on someone and make and give them the impression that, well, if you don't get the insurance, you won't get the loan. And people under those circumstances, well, you don't ask questions. You simply need that car. We've talked to people who were signing documents at 8 o'clock at night in a McDonald's with their toddler there, with a salesperson that said, you know, I'm doing this as a favor for a mate. I'm not getting paid. I just need to get home and see my kids. So that those customers under a lot of pressure to get this deal done quite quickly and faced with 66 pages of documents, they just signed and left. Only weeks later did they realize they'd bought three products that they never knew existed.
Jared, the message that you're sending to insurers is stop selling junk. What needs to change?
Well, I think the insurance industry needs to take responsibility for these products and these sales practices and actually, you know, either stop selling these products or only offer products that are offering value to the public. Secondly, we think there does need to be law reform in this area. At the moment, the consumer protections that exist relating to insurance are weak, and they're not adequately protecting people from this sort of sales practices, and that needs to be changed as well.
If people think they might have purchased one of these products, what should they do?
Well, I think the first thing to do, as Dave says, is to look at your paperwork. And then, of course, if you think that you have some paperwork that indicates you've purchased an insurance product or warranty, and you think you might have been duped or taken advantage of some way in that process, then head to demandarefund.com. It's a very simple process. Once you get there, it's by answering some questions. The website itself will generate a complaint letter directly to that insurer. Insurers do have legal obligations to respond to these sort of complaint letters. And if they don't respond, you also have an opportunity to take the matter to the Financial Ombudsman Service, which is a free and easy to use system to ensure that the insurer complies with its obligations.
Jared and David, thank you for joining me.
Thank you.
Thanks for having me.